You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This season, Live Score is the only place where you can watch every single UEFA Champions League game for free. That means more goals, more unforgettable drama, more end-to-end action. And whether you're watching on your phone or tablet or casting to your TV, the free Live Score app gives you even more ways to watch. Live Score, the new home of the UEFA Champions League. It's more than a score. Download now on the App Store or Google Play.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello everyone, hope you're good and thank you for listening to 21st Century Football. We've got a little competition for you running throughout May 2021. So if you're listening to this after May 2021, the competition is closed. That's how time works. Hotel Football in Manchester has kindly given us a prize for you to win ahead of the Euros in June. You will get a table for four, so you and three mates. Entry to our Old Trafford Supporters Club, live entertainment post-match, live screening of the game, and the best thing is, you get two drinks each. That's eight drinks. Drinks include beer, wine, or soft drinks if you're on the cordial. To enter this competition, all you need to do is answer this simple question. Which player has scored the most goals in the Euros in one competition? In the 21st century, obviously. The clue's in the title. Tweet your answer to 21st Century Football. And please be aware, this competition is only for people living in the Northwest. Apologies to those outside. But we will promise to bring you more prizes that you can win ASAP Rocky. Now it's time to enjoy the show.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome to 21st Century Football, a podcast dedicated to football in the 21st century. My name's Will Brazier and I'm joined by an illustrious panel. To my left, the stat to the man to the Dave. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Will?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Some stuff behind you.
Yeah, well, get onto that, mate. I'm slowly teasing it and now you've just gone in. Adam Brown, how are you?
I'm good, mate. Are you?
Yep. We might sound a little bit different today because we're in the heart, we're in the bowels of classic football shirts.
In the beast, the belly of the beast.
The belly of the beast, Dave. What have you been up to this morning?
We've been doing some football shirt looking at type things. You know, just had a look at loads of football shirts.
Yeah.
I brought my best one. You guys just even bother today. Just to describe Will, he's wearing something that looks like a black sheep on him. And Adam's just wearing a black t-shirt. Yeah, well, I'm wearing the classic 1993 Germany away kit.
Since you were here last, Dave's gone under some sort of like fashion revolution. He's been on ASOS, spent a few quid, and he thinks he can start dishing out advice.
Right, okay, all right. We need to knock him down a couple of pegs then. Yeah, exactly. There was a few suggestions that that might not have been his shirt as well. He came here topless today, and then
I'm not going to say that's correct, but it may have been correct.
He's not denying it. No, but we've had a little good look round today, haven't we, as well, this morning. It's been unbelievable. Like, just to kind of see the scale of just the sheer amount of shirts. And I was saying it's quite good that it's the only place that I've seen a Ben Thatcher Wimbledon shirt alongside a Gabriel Batistuta Fiorentina shirt. So, I mean, that's my day made. Just straight away, I'm happy.
Dave, what was... I mean, you were in a collection that's actually not going to be sold, but you were trying to barter for a Dresden shirt.
I was trying to offer everything, Bitcoin, you know, Ethereum, all the crypts I've got.
Yeah.
they won't take it. So
let's just nip that in the bud. We're not calling crypto coin crips, okay? we're not christening that.
Did I say that?
You just said that.
But there was a beautiful Dynamo Dresden number from the 80s that I thought, look, you know, if there's one shirt that I could buy, that would be the one, but unfortunately locked off.
Yeah.
In the vault.
And I'm still a little bit emotional about it now.
Well, the thing is, Will, you had a bit of a moment. Yeah, you found the Birmingham City shirts.
Well, we got here, we got given an amazing tour. It was great. And then just found this Birmingham City collection.
Do you want me to do a little bit of a reenactment of how it went?
Yeah.
He was kind of, Will was looking through the different shirts and he was going, relegated, relegated, relegated. Promoted, 2017, David Cottrell. Relegated. Oh, Muzzy, is it? Robbie Savage, relegated.
And that's not even dramatic, is it?
No, honestly, it looked like you were at some sort of vigil at one point, genuinely. You had the shirt in your hands, slight kind of glazing of the eyes, tearing up ever so slightly, but what an experience.
I mean, just to see a long sleeve Maserati away 2007, I mean, we've got a Film 4 podcast now, how can I do that? Dave, any other highlights that stood out for you around?
There's some good Soviet Union shirts as well that I enjoyed. Dynamo Bucharest, Dynamo Kiev, you know, when they're really sort of, you know, really good side. So it's loads of really good shirts.
And as well, I know it's, we're speaking about it a lot, but just the sheer scale and the collection of, like, we were just walking past match-worn shirt. We saw in England 1950. One,
yeah.
The first time they wore red, match worn. It's absolutely crazy. Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like you say, just the sheer scale of it. I think there's pretty much any shirt you can think of, you'd be able to find it here. I mean, I was going, there's so many shirts that I didn't recognise, and taking a close look, going, what? I can't believe it. Different eras, different generations, some unbelievable designs as well. By the way, I mean that 94 Norwich City goalkeeper shirt.
Oh yeah,
wow, with the padding. I love it.
You could wear that down Jimmy's, couldn't you? Hey. Get that in.
And was it your Brian Gunn fan by any chance? Oh yeah, guilty.
And he's here tonight. So yeah, we do sound a little bit different today. That's because we're recording our finales at Classic Football Shirt. So massive thanks to them. But we're going to get into it now. Perlo. Dave, I feel like this one is a bit for you.
It resonates with me.
Yeah.
That glorious hair. The way that he passed the football. Like the lot. It, you know, he's one of those players that came to Old Trafford and you respected. You had to deal with him because he was such a talent. Such an enigma in midfield, and I think that's you know, something to look at for future children and future people and generations. As Pirlo was one of the best playmakers that we've ever seen.
Wow, that's a I'm getting a bit emotional myself. Sat by them Birmingham City shirts.
He's one of them players that I think everyone respects as well. There's not many, you know, no one. There's a couple of players that we've maybe touched upon in this series that. There's been times where even some of us guys have agreed or disagreed with, or someone's overrated. So I don't think anyone.
Sergio Aguero definitely.
Overrated. Oh, okay, all right, Kaká, all right. No, but I don't think anyone would ever even put into question Pirlo's quality. He's just kind of universally respected, isn't he, as a player for just, you know, what he's achieved in the game, but also the way he achieved it, the way he played football. I mean, there's no one really comparable in the 21st century who plays the game like him. Certainly not now.
Well, speaking of the 21st century, which isn't, you know, where we have to draw the line, I think it's perfect for Pirlo because obviously he had his early days in the 90s and at Brescia and into Milan, but then gets that AC Milan move, Dave. And I think that's where we all have the fondest memories of him.
Yeah, I think that's where he made his name. That's where he won Champions Leagues. That's where he won Serie A's. That's where he became that kind of midfield general, that regista, the guy that's going to control the play. And I think from a stylistic perspective, playing as a number 10 and then moving back into defensive midfield, kind of how the game moved in a sense. Mm. You know, the 90s was full of, you know, the likes of Baggio and these great Italian playmakers. You know, Totti was just coming
Gazzetta
through.
Gazzetta Italia
was out.
Can't talk about that, though.
Everything was on Channel 4.
Ooh.
But the idea of that moving on to it being a great regista that was supported with a Gattuso, with Ambrosini, with a Seedorf, with Kaká in midfield, Rui Costa. It's just sheer quality. And the guy that was orchestrating all of that, the back of the orchestra, the conductor, was Pirlo. And his ability to move the ball, move the play, and just completely control a game of football was pretty incredible. And teams had to adapt. You think of that sheer dominance of that AC Milan side, you know, back-to-back Champions League finals, the win, of course, the second time they played Liverpool.
Yeah.
But that level of control, managers had to adopt it. I remember Ferguson playing Park Ji-sung just to man-mark Pirlo. Mm. I think when you're basically given a man-mark, I think that's when you look back and think, there you go, that's a player.
What were some of your first memories of him, Matt?
Just the way he controlled the game. Just the and it's weird, isn't it? Because sometimes you look at, if you look at, say, the Premier League, those sort of dominant midfielders, it's always about physicality and that kind of grit, determination. And not saying Pirlo didn't have that, but he had this kind of, just this calmness and this coolness under pressure. You never really see him exert himself almost, you know, the way he played. So yeah, for me, it was like, kind of going, this guy's dominating the game, but he's very suave whilst he does it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's something about him. He's got that air of kind of just complete coolness.
Obviously for me, I sort of maybe look at the more weirder and wonderful side, but he has actually got his own wine as well, hasn't he?
Of course he has.
What are you laughing at?
Of course he has.
Don't bring him here. We've got other ventures here, Dave.
Yeah, obviously.
You do stats and Bitcoin. Pirlo does wine and football.
Yeah, you got to be a shareholder in his wine game, haven't you, Will? That's what you got to do next.
I think it's a lovely red. Red drink. Easy for me to sound like I've had a few.
Even if that wasn't true, I'd believe you. If you said to me, Pirlo's got a wine, I'd go, yeah. I'm not going to Google that and check it.
Yeah, like Pirlo wine. What else would you do?
Because he's a 21st century footballer. He suits those big glasses, doesn't he? You know ones with the big glasses that you've got to hold with. Yeah, you've got to hold with one hand.
Yeah, you
can imagine swirl it around.
Yeah.
In a vineyard. Yeah. That's good. Not enough elegance. Put that one in the bin.
Yeah. You see, there's just certain, you know, sort of the English players, they won't get away with that, doing that, you know.
Steven Gerrard had that bottled water for a little bit that he was back in.
Gerrard,
water. Pirlo wine.
Yeah, you just couldn't imagine David Batty doing the whole swirling the wine around the glass, could you?
David Batty's an episode in itself. have you tried the wine that he's producing?
No, I haven't, but one day.
Have you crunched the grapes that he's crunching?
No, I haven't, no. No? Not been involved in the process.
But I do think that is the sort of antithesis of him, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, like you said, his ability to control the game whilst not going unnoticed, but do you know what I mean? He has that kind of element to him where you just think he's nothing overly spectacular, but he just completely controls the game, sets the tempo, the pace. I mean, unbelievable player. Well,
when we're doing like strikers, even goalkeepers, wingers, you know, wingers take people on, strikers score goals. When you're watching a 10-minute highlight package of Pirlo, I mean, once you've seen 1 5-yard pass, Dave...
I think you're massively, massively disrespecting Pirlo's passing range.
You've seen one.
Literally one of the best passing range you've ever seen. Long, flat, short. But you're describing him as a basic 5-yard passer. He's not an English player that's going to sit in defensive midfield like Scott Parker. This man is playing line-breaking passes, switching the play and having all the fun.
What I'm saying is, Dave, how many compilations have we watched this series? We are dubstep to fuck on this. We are out. But when you're watching Pirlo compilation, you almost have to watch the 90s. You know, it's a Dan movie-esque where it follows him around the pitch would be more beneficial for him. That's what I'm saying. The compilation does not
It's not like
him.
A highlights reel. But, you can't you. Do a highlights thank reel. You, I know what you mean.
The banger he scored against Palm, we've all seen that. One of the greatest goals ever scored in the history of football.
We'll bring that
40
up.
Yards out. Like, yeah. Moves so much. Like, come on. Feel like you're disrespecting my man. Feels like there's a bit of disrespect towards the AC Milan players, Will. You got a little bit of...
I mean, as a Birmingham friction. City player, a fan, I'm getting nowhere near and talking about AC Milan disrespect.
No, but I know what you mean. There's been players that we've focused on different episodes that it's quite easy to have those moments that you jump to straight away. And to maybe just a passing casual fan, there's a lot more that catches the eye when you've got Ronaldinho doing stepovers or whatever. But with Pirlo, it's a little bit more of a... He's more of a thinker's player, isn't he, in a way?
He's more of a Statman Dave player.
He's a thinking man.
Yeah, a thinking man's
player.
Statman. But how did... We've mentioned he changed his game up, especially later on in his career as well. How did he do that and how did it impact on those teams?
Well, I think with the position, it's experience, isn't it? And it's decision-making. That's why he's a thinking man's player. That from playing in that diamond at AC Milan where he had... A bit of protection in a sense. He had Gattuso with him and later Ambrosini as well. Previously it was Seedorf, Rui Costa, Kaká. Having that extra protection at AC Milan helped him. I think at Juve they took it one step further, played three at the back behind him. Antonio Conte, of course, is doing great things. Did the great things in the Premier League with Chelsea, now back at Inter Milan. But he very much built a system that allowed Pirlo to be Pirlo. Three defenders behind, Bonucci, Barzagli, Chiellini. He'd basically control the tempo. They'd have players ahead of him that could be aggressive. Marchisio was a wonderful footballer, but was very dogged. You know, you had the likes of Vidal in there. And I think like allowing Pirlo to be Pirlo and to play him in a role where he can do what he wants to do. You know, there's fullbacks that he can ping the ball to. There's players that he can play in the feet to. That is how you get the best out of Pirlo. And it was an interesting one because I think he was a bit upset that he was, you know, he left AC Milan at that time.
Really?
Yeah, I think he thought that he was going to be, I saw it in his eyes.
Yeah.
That lovely hair,
You could actually taste it in the wine he was producing at that time. Yeah, it was a little bit sour.
Yeah, a little bit sour, a little bit angry grapes.
Yeah.
But I think, from that point, obviously, he had a renaissance again at Juventus. And I think when you look at the calibre of player that have these renaissances, like a Paul Scholes in a sense, that move positions through their career,
we've got to look at them as
being great in a sense. And I think there's moments, you know, Pirlo's won everything. Serie A, Champions League, the World Cup.
Well, I'll be expecting a big fat 10 when we get to the ratings.
I tell you what, he's going to be a great night out.
Well, that's the thing as well, isn't it? You know, you look at even international level, you know, his, you know, Pirlo in his prime coincided with that upturn for Italy really as well. So, you know, they managed to get the most out of him internationally as well, which sometimes we've seen again, previous episodes, people might not have kind of flourished internationally compared to the club kind of careers, but it's not much you can really fault him on really. You know, I'm trying to think of negatives, which I know it's bad, but usually there's something that springs to mind.
We've got to be fair.
You're listening to 21st Century Football. We're going to take a little ad break. We'll be back after this.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day. This week, we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Niall lives on a hill, a very steep hill, which is great for the calf muscles. But when it comes to squeezing in and out of that parking space between the neighbour's pride and joy, Niall begins to worry.
I wonder if they use recycled plastic to make all their recycling bins.
In the new Dacia Duster with automatic gearbox and hill start assist, at least hills are nothing to worry about. And from only €45 per week on the road, nor is the price. Don't worry, be Duster. Offer made under a hire purchase agreement. Terms and conditions apply. See Dacia.ie.
What sort of iconic moments spring to mind?
I think, you know, as much as we can talk about that AC Milan team and how good they were, I think that was more moments in terms of you'd expect Kaká to be there, Inzaghi to be there, more of their forwards, maybe more of their fullbacks, that Pirlo was obviously that kind of like really key cog.
Yeah.
We never really remember him there. You know, I probably think of Rui Costa more than they do than Pirlo in that side. But I think for Italy, I think that's the one. And in terms of iconic moments, World Cup semi-final, 119th minute. It's been a dogged game. Look, don't get me wrong, it wasn't a great spectacle. Some football was going through
a bit of a dodgy patch. This time?
16 years old.
Oh, that's a prime Statman.
I think
Dave.
I was on holiday in France or somewhere like that.
You would be, yeah.
Yeah, watching the game. Obviously, they...
South of France, was it?
Yeah, I think we were actually going from Marseille, England to Spain, but we stopped in France because we drove...
course.
Malau or something like that, you know?
Yeah, say no more, brother.
Down the coast. But no, it just from that performance in that 119th minute, the way that he collects the ball, edge of the box, slides in Fabio Grosso, who scores a huge goal to get in Italy to the final. That moment, I think it encapsulates Pirlo as a player, the touch, the vision, the calmness, though.
Yeah.
You know, so many players would bottle it in that moment, but that was a big clutch moment, in a sense, for Pirlo. And I think that's something where you look back and you think, that game wasn't great, but a moment of brilliance has won them that tie, and they obviously go on to win the final and a penalty shootout. Another terrible. Like, if you're ever going to go back and watch World Cups, don't do 2006.
We'll be concentrating on the Euros, but that's not for now. What about yourself?
I'm going to go for a penalty versus Joe Hart.
Mm.
If you remember that, 2012 was it? I think it was. Yeah. 2012, and I mean, let's be honest as well. In that game, England, it was they'd been battered as it was. So we were lucky to get to a penalty shootout.
Pirlo played like he was playing against, you know, when football teams at the end of the season put on, you know, fans can come down and they have a few ex-players. It was like Pirlo was playing against a couple of fans.
Yeah.
He was literally just pulling the string, Euros, cool, calm, collected.
Yeah, I remember that game actually thinking, if we get through here, it's a travesty, really. I'd have celebrated it, but part of me would have been a bit like...
Disrespectful.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But I just remember that. I mean, Joe Hart, I mean, this is speaking as a City fan as well, and he was our number one at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I just, do you remember he was doing all his techniques to try and put him off, and I think of all the players that's not going to work on. It's like the ice cool Pirlo steps up and the Hart's giving it all the he's screaming and doing all the faces and stuff, and he just bang, just chips it straight down the middle.
Love that.
And it's like, I mean, having the guts to do that anyway, I wouldn't do it in five a side, never mind. There's a small nets, he's unbelievably bold, but to do it in an international tournament and for it to come off,
that's Pirlo.
You've got to give it to the guy. To try that, it takes a certain type of player with a certain type of temperament to try it. You either get the completely fiery kind of temperament who think they can do it any drop of a hat, or someone who can actually do it and pull it off and still look really cool doing it.
We now come to the time where we have to rank the player. We obviously look at three different areas. Would we go for a drink with him? Would he make our five-a-side team? And how iconic of a career has he had? So let's start with the drinking. Would you go for a drink with him? I was going to say pint, but this man is maybe more refined than a lager.
Yeah, isn't he?
I think you'd start with the cocktail, Aperol spritz, and then you'd probably move on to the deeper stuff.
You'd have
a course of pasta, maybe, you know, some meat.
Dave's going, getting wine and dine by him.
I am, yeah, absolutely. We're having a good conversation.
More stereotypes as Italian.
No, that is generally the courses that what you eat in an Italian restaurant.
Clip that. I mean, get that on a t-shirt.
We'd have a great time. So I'm going to score it a 10, Will.
Well, if he's there, I thought this was just meant to be a beer, this. And he's got, I've just ordered the starters, do you know? You know, he's gone for a full meal with him.
I'm fine with the meal.
It'd be good company, wouldn't he, though?
Yeah, I'm fine with the meal. It's just... I can't wait for Dave to cook for me, because the Italian knowledge.
A pretty decent little chef mate. So any time, mate, come on me.
Yeah, well, I'll tear that up. Yeah, what about yourself?
Yeah, I go for a drink with him. Probably just to share a bottle of red.
Yeah.
Say to him, you bring your own. He can bring the wine. I'll bring the stories. And he bring the stories. He won't hear about my life.
He's won everything. I'm there going.
This sounds like a really terrible man.
Tell you about my career. Right, I've worked in radio. He'll be there going, right, okay, I've got some stories.
He seems like the type of person that, although he wouldn't take it in, he'd still
human, wouldn't he? Yeah, he would. Yeah, yeah. He'd go, oh really? Yeah, you did the overnight show. Yeah, great. So I'd definitely go for a wine with him. I think it'd be quality.
What are you saying?
Out of 10,
yeah,
going for a 9. I don't know why he's lost the 1 point. I just think sometimes he might be a bit hard work. He seems quiet.
And that brings me on to where I'm... I think drink would be good. A session would... you just wouldn't want to be there.
See, that's why I've said just a bottle. Because you just go, we'll just have to finish this bottle, then I've got to shoot off.
How many drinks in a bottle? Was that sort of two?
He's got them big wine glasses though, hasn't he?
One?
It depends.
If it's a oneer, I'll give him a 10. I'll go 8. Would you want a mini five-a-side team, Dave?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He's got it all. One-touch passer as well. He's not greedy. I think that's the big thing with Pirlo, that if you needed a moment for him, give him the ball, he'd probably bang it in from 30 yards. But play the ball around, control the play. You know, you're not going to get bored with him in the team. Might get frustrated with lack of technique from your behalf, Will, but he'd enjoy it. You know, he'd enjoy the game. I'm going to go with a 10.
Yeah, 10, okay. I couldn't actually play with Pirlo. Joe... producer will know my energy is very low at the moment. I think us together, well, that's 2 minus 5. Yeah, I mean, half the team running at a very low capacity wouldn't be good. But I'll come on to mine. What are you going to
have? I think he'd be unbelievable. Like you say, like Dave says, his passing play. I just think that, yeah, you could argue that he's a bit, all right, maybe he's not the most energetic in terms of running around, but you don't need to. Yeah. You know, let the ball
do. Are you going to do the running for him? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's a bad. Probably, yeah. I don't think I need to do much running, because I think he'd just pick me out anywhere, wouldn't
it? It's a small pitch as well, isn't it? So what are you going
for? I'm going to go for a 10.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got... it's all about the passing game, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to go for an 8 again.
Why? Just because you don't think you're compatible? Too similar? Too soon. Yeah.
It's me or him.
Spot.
And you want me.
Spot. Yeah. Who's getting picked last? Me or him?
Yeah.
Dave. Iconic career. Now, this is the one that's sort of, we've almost got a ranking for it. Well, you've made one up, Dave, but you don't tend to stick to it. So are you sticking to it this week?
You attacking my inner scoring.
Well, if he's worn a red shirt and he's from Manchester, everything goes out the window, pal. So.
Yeah, it could do. For Pirlo, has he won Serie B? Yes. Has he won Serie A? Yes. Coppa Italia? Yes. Champions League? Yes. Super Cup? Yes. Club World Cup?
Huh?
Yes. Then we're talking multiple trophies at international level.
So 10 to?
Minus 1 point for not winning the European Championships, runner-up.
Okay.
But he won the World Cup, and then a curveball at the end, Olympic champion, gold, gets the point back, 10.
Ooh.
Hang on, Dave. You know where I'm going here.
I'm going to ignore you.
Don't play silly buggers.
I'm going to put it down to
don't play
being
silly
an Olympic champion. Olympic gold.
Daniel Sturridge nearly got an Olympic gold, pal.
Nearly. It's a great point.
He didn't win the Ballon d'Or.
He should have done.
What year?
Misjudged. 2006 could have been his year.
Over Cannavaro.
Absolutely. That was
I'll actually agree with you on that. I can't touch you. what are you going for? 10 still?
10 still, yeah. The Olympic gold really swings it for me.
Go, add what you're going for.
I think it's quite hard to argue with that, to be fair. I mean, I love the fact you put Serie B in there as well, Dave. If you hadn't won that, would you have got a 9?
Potentially, yeah. We'd have taken a point off.
I mean, there's not many players who've got the full set, really.
Olympics is quite an interesting
one. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it is. It's just... Is there anything you could take a point off him for, apart from...
Ballon d'Or?
Yeah, it's the individual awards that he never really seemed to have got the recognition for. But that's like Dave said. He's always been in teams where there's been kind of maybe more eye-catching players.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Players and he's like that half-back sort of
role. Yeah, so... I'll go for a 10 as well. I don't think there's much left in the... left for him to do. Don't worry, Will's going to knock him down a peg here.
Yeah, I'll go for an 8. which gives us a grand score of...
You just could gloss over that, or...?
Well, I just think with the position, some would say it's the most important in the team, and others would say it's not. And I'm not saying what side of the fence I fall on for that.
Yeah, well, the 8 speaks volumes, that's all I'm going to say.
Just saying I fall on one side of the fence. So that gives us a grand score of, provisionally speaking, 76. And that's a high score for a great player, Dave.
That is a high score.
It's a great player.
Are you happy with
MLS
that?
MLS Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. One moment I was actually going to bring up, which was my iconic moment, which I forgot to chuck in, was when he was at New York City.
Yeah.
And he was coming to the end of his career. He was on the front post. And I've never seen someone with a lack of desire to mark the front post. A corner came in, it went over his head, and they scored a goal, and he was just like... and that was the end of
his
career.
Where's Chiellini, Barzagli and Benucci when he needs them?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, maybe he needed them. 76. Happy with that, everyone?
Very happy with that. Very happy. I think he should be as well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the wine's going to be tasting good, isn't it, if he gets wind of this?
It's going to be a prime vintage. Right, gents, as we are recording at Classic Football Shirts, one final question I want to finish on. AC Milan or Juventus? What top are you wearing with a little Pirlo on the back?
It's a simple answer, isn't it, at the moment? AC Milan.
Yeah,
I don't think you could say Juventus, considering their recent movings on in the world of football.
Wow, you're doubling down.
Right answer, guys.
I might throw a curveball in there, say the Italy shirt. Yeah. Why not? Do you know what I mean?
Which one?
Why not? The World Cup winning one, I think. Yeah, it's more. I feel like he was probably more prime Pirlo than that. But then doing that penalty against Joe Hart, that was pretty cool as well. But no, 2006.
Cheers, gents. So massive thanks to Classic Football Shirts for having us. We've all had a good time today. Pirlo 76, is it too high? Let us know in the comments down below. I've been Will Brazier. Ad, have you enjoyed yourself?
Loved it, mate.
Just that, man.
Seen some great stuff.
What have you seen?
Loads of things.
If I see you with that Dresden top walking out of here, there will be trouble. If you'd like another podcast to listen to, why don't you go and search for Football Book Club, a club where instead of reviewing great literature, they review footballers' autobiographies. And they're just about to read the Michael Owen trilogy. Wow, Dave, 3 Michael Owen books on the bounce. Enjoy that, and we'll see you next time.
It sound right, boy.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
This season, Live Score is the only place where you can watch every single UEFA Champions League game for free. That means more goals, more unforgettable drama, more end-to-end action. And whether you're watching on your phone or tablet or casting to your TV, the free Live Score app gives you even more ways to watch. Live Score, the new home of the UEFA Champions League. It's more than a score. Download now on the App Store or Google Play.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.